Hi, my name is Andrew Connell. In this module, we're going to take a look at a deep dive into the Office 365 file handler extensibility. Before we begin, let's look at the developer vision for the Office 365 development. It boils down to both users and data. What do I mean by users? Users want to be able to work with their devices and interact with all of their information using custom applications or some of the applications that have been provided by Microsoft, such as the Office clients as Word, Excel, Outlook, and PowerPoint, as well as custom applications that developers build. They want to work with them in a familiar environment with familiar user interfaces. For developers, we want to be able to build custom applications using a multitude of different platforms, from working in a mobile experience to working off a server-side product, something that's working on the desktop, or even just a standard web page. We want to be able to get to all of our data and provide these really good experiences for our users. Specifically, we're going to cover introduction to file handlers, how to develop file handlers, and how to acquire existing file handlers for your Office 365 deployment. So first, let's dive into introducing file handlers. File handlers are available for SharePoint Online, and the idea is to be able to extend the preview and open support for non-standard file types in SharePoint Online document libraries. By default, SharePoint will allow you to preview files within a document library that are known or common to Office 365. For example, if you hover over a Word or an Excel document or a PowerPoint document, you'll find a quick preview of that document show up in a little tool pane. Sometimes you'll see the same thing for images as well. But what about non-standard types? For example, what about CAD drawings? Developers now have full control over the preview and open experiences. These are ideal for proprietary file types that are not supported by SharePoint. They're also ideal for a link or a pointer file. So for example, if you wanted to show the contents of an RSS feed, you could add a little file to a document library with a special extension, and when someone would hover over the file, it would be able to take them to the RSS feed or even show them a preview of the RSS feed within the little tool pane pop-up. So you see here, this is an example of one that we have for some GPS data stored in a GPX file. Here we have some map data stored in the GPX file that's been uploaded to a document library. Now SharePoint Online does not support this file type out of the box. So how does it work? Well, the way you would do it is that you're going to hover over this item using the little dot, dot, dot. And what that's going to do is it's going to open up this little tool pane that you see here shows the data showing all of the GPS coordinates inside of the little browser window. And if I clicked on this, I could also control where this would load as well. In addition, I could also integrate this process through file pointers. So here I could have like different DocuSign documents. So I could click on the mutual NDA on the left-hand side, and that would take me into DocuSign, where I could then create a non-disclosure agreement and fill all the values in using some of the fields that DocuSign has defined. In the next section, let's take a look at how we can create a custom file handler. The file handler creation process is fairly straightforward. The first thing you're going to do is register an app in Azure Active Directory. Then you're going to create and deploy the application resources. This is going to be your website that's going to hold the files that are needed to show to support both the preview and the open experience. Next, we're going to declare the add-in metadata. And what this is going to do, this is going to be used for registering the file handler with SharePoint Online in your tenant. The next thing you'll do is you'll associate the add-in metadata with your Azure Active Directory app that you created in the very first step. And then finally, you'll ensure proper behavior at runtime. So you'll just do some testing to make sure everything works as expected. So how do we specify an app type for file handler distribution? Well, first let's look at the multi-tenant apps. These can be consented to by many tenants for wide distribution. So I would be able to have one file type, file handler type, that anybody could use that I host. Say I'm going to be using it for like DocuSign had their own, or say like the GPS data that we showed in the previous example, that maybe there's a vendor that has their own application in Azure AD that you could be able to take advantage of from your tenant in a multi-tenant environment. In a single-tenant environment, apps are going to be created for a single organization to customize the business process. So that way, we would have full control over what the experience would look like within our own tenant. But as I said earlier, I could also set this up as an app that was multi-tenant within my environment and let anybody use this and use the file handler in their tenant as well. Now, what's required for the file handlers? There's a couple different scopes that are required. The first is going to be Azure Active Directory. The scope you're going to need is to enable sign-on and read users' profiles. This is the permission that you're going to have access to. In addition, you're also going to have a permission within the Unified API. And the scope is going to be read and or write files that the user selects. Now, how do you control the behavior of a file handler that you're creating? Well, you have a couple different properties. One of them is required and a couple of them are optional. The required property is the extension. And what this is this is going to be the file type that you want to target with the add-in. So for example, if I use a PNG or a PDF or a TXT, this is going to allow me to define different things with my file handler that I want to deal with. I don't have to have a preview or an open control here. I can just do everything by using the file handler to define a custom icon. However, if you see at the bottom here of the slide, we have optional properties. The first one is open URL. So this says, where should we send the user when they click on the file in the document library? And this is typically where you're going to be going through and modifying the file itself or opening the file, and you'll get some data that's submitted to your application from SharePoint Online. The second optional property is the preview URL. So what happens when I hover over the item and I want to see a preview of it from within the document library? This will show up. This will open up the file that you specify for being in the preview, and you control what's going to get rendered. The third one is the file icon. And so this is going to represent what picture you want to show as the icon with it for your custom file type or your custom file handler in the document library. This is what the metadata is going to look like for the SharePoint add-in that you're going to store in your Azure Active Directory application object. So here we're going to have a new property here called add-ins, and this is going to have a collection of a bunch of different items. So for one that we have here, we have a unique ID, which is going to be specified using a GUID. We're going to specify the type is equal to a file handler, and then we're going to specify all the different properties that we just went through on the previous slide. So here you see we have a key for an extension. They'll have looking for a file type called .blog, .blog. We have the key for the file icon. We're going to look inside of this RSS file or this RSS image. We're going to pull that out and show that in the document library. We have a key for the open URL and a key for the preview URL. So we see here we're using some sort of a probably MVC based website to open and preview the files. So how does this work at runtime? Well, the way this is going to work is from within the document library, the user is going to click the files dot 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 button in the document library. SharePoint is going to issue an HTTP post activation parameters to the app's preview URL. So it's going to open up that preview file, and it's going to send some activation parameters, which will have information about where you can find the file and what app is being used and all that kind of stuff, and the site that it's coming from, etc. Your preview file or your preview handler will then take that information, and it will know how to go fetch the file from SharePoint Online using either the CSOM or the REST API, and then show whatever rendering you want to show within the application. If the app has no cached AAD or Azure AD access token, you're going to have to obtain one in order to call into SharePoint Online to get the information. The app is then going to get the file data using the Azure AD token and the file get activation parameter that's passed in from SharePoint Online. And then the app will generate a preview of the page using the file stream. So we'll go through and we'll stream out the file, we'll read it in, and do whatever we need to actually render it. And then the user is going to be able to then see the file preview in line. The open handler is going to work pretty much the exact same way, except you're going to be taken to the page instead of inside of your app, instead of having it open inside of SharePoint Online. Now let's look at the activation parameters. These are going to provide context at runtime via a post form data from SharePoint Online. So you'll get this information using a standard post form that you would get inside of every other web application. You'll get these six different parameters that are passed in. You'll have a URL to open the file. So this will have a URL to the file get parameter will have a URL that you can use to open the file and get some information back from it. You'll have a file put parameter, which is going to be the URL that you can persist the file back to its original location if you're going to make any changes to it, like if you're opening it up or something. You'll have the Office client file that's previewed or opened from. So that's a client that it actually came from. The culture name. So if your application is multi-tenant or multilingual aware, you can check to see what language or what culture the experience is for the user that's actually previewing the file. And so that you can localize your open or preview handler to the same language that they came from, so you don't have mixed languages. The resource ID is the URL of the tenant that's used for the Azure AD authentication process, and the file ID is the unique GUID that's going to identify the file inside of the document library. In this demo, I want to show you how to register a file handler, how to code up a file handler, and then how to use a file handler. So here what we're going to do first is I'm going to go take an existing ASP.NET MVC project, and I'm going to add a connected service to it. I'm going to first register the app. That will create my app. And then I'm going to come over here and remove in the settings for it the HTTP URL and just leave HTTPS. And you see it's a single organization. I'm then going to go over here to my users and groups, and I'm going to enable sign on. I'm also going to go to my contacts, and I'm going to grant permission for contacts to read and write all my contacts. And then I'll save my changes. This is going to add the necessary NuGet repository to my NuGet package to my project and add the necessary references. Now, the permissions for a custom file handler are not present within the tools in Visual Studio. So I'm gonna need to go to my Azure Management Portal to actually add the additional permissions we need. So I'm gonna do that by first going over here into my Management Portal. And go ahead and log in, select my directory, and go to Applications, and find an application that my company owns. And here's the file handler one that we just created a moment ago. So this one already has an ID and a key set up with it. And Visual Studio would have already set up in the web config. It would have set up the client ID, the password, and the tenant ID for us. So we're good to go there. What we need to do is add an additional permission to this. So we have Exchange Online set up, but I want to set up another one for the Unified API. And that's where our file handler stuff is. I'm going to then go ahead and click the check mark on this. And then I'm going to select delegated permissions. And I'm going to choose two different permissions here. I want to choose the read and write files that the user selects. And read the user selected files. So I'll take both of these and save them. Now our file handler is all set up, except we have one more little registration thing that we're going to need to do. At the time of this recording, we can only set up a file handler using a special tool to register the file handler. So what I'm going to do is come over here to another page, go to my add-ins manager.azurewebsites.net. Here what I'm going to do is take a look at all my file handlers. So I'll first go ahead and sign in. And here it's going to list all of our applications we have created over here on the left-hand side. So I'm going to select the file handler Office 365 app. I'm then going to go over and click the register add-in. And this is of type file handler. So I'm going to go in and change some of the settings here. Our file handler that I'm going to show you in just a minute is going to let us take a special new file type called blog.
and it's going to have a single RSS feed link inside the file. It's going to be able to open up the blog feed and also be able to show you the details of the blog feed when we load it into a document library. Now the endpoints for this we have to specify for the site that we're going to run locally. So let's go back over to Visual Studio and find out what our HTTPS site is that's going to load. It's going to be localhost colon 44301. So let's copy that out and come over here back to the browser, paste that in, and we're going to go to /bloghandler/open. I'm going to copy that entire URL because the preview endpoint is just going to be preview, and the file icon is going to be content/rss.png. Now let's go ahead and save our changes. So I'll click update the add-in, and we see that the add-in has been updated. So now all we have to do is actually see this thing work. Let's see it work before we look at the code. I'm going to come back over here into Visual Studio, and I'm going to fire up our project. Now when we start this, it's going to go to a site here that we know that isn't going to work. So let's just go ahead and close that out. I'm going to go open up my Notepad, and I'm going to create a new text file here. And the only contents of this are going to be the URL of an RSS feed, blogs.office.com/feed. I'll save that inside my dev folder here, and we'll call it office365.blog. Now, let's come over here to one of our document libraries within our site. I'm going to log into my Office 365 tenant, and I'm going to go to a document library. Now I'm going to upload that file that I just created a second ago. Now what you see here is we got a special icon showing up. That icon is actually coming from our website that's running right now in the background. We still see Visual Studio is still running, so our website's still up and running. Now, when I do the preview view for this, I should see the contents of the RSS feed in a preview pane. And so now that you've seen how the rendering looks for the blog in the preview mode, if I clicked on open, it would have done the same thing. Let's see what the code looks like. I'm going to jump over here to Visual Studio, and I'm going to open up the controllers, and I have a controller here called my blog handler controller. This is where we were going. Now, I have this one method, this one private object here called the load activation parameters. And what this guy's going to do is he's going to load up all the activation parameters that are being passed in. I'm going to do that by calling the request.form, and each of these parameters is going to give me a bunch of different information. I'm going to have things like the client, the file get URL, the file ID, the file put URL, the resource ID, everything we need to call back into SharePoint. If I look at the preview link here, I'm going to walk through everything I need to go authenticate. So here you can see I'm creating an authorization context. I'm getting the activation parameters we looked at a second ago. I'm going to go grab a token silently from the resource ID of the site that was actually passed in. So we pass that in using the parameters. And that's also going to be passing in a client credential and the current user identifier. I'm then going to go get the contents of the file within SharePoint. So I'm going to issue an HTTP request, creating a authorization header with the bearer token listed in. I'm going to set the response stream, pull the response stream out, and just read that to the very end, just to get some text. I'm then going to read an XML file by creating an XML reader that is going to read up the contents of that response that I got. And then I'm going to use the syndication feed object from the .NET framework to load in the feed. And then I'll set the feed's title equal to the viewbag title property and the viewbag's post collection equal to all the items that comes back. And that's how I'm rendering everything out. The open page does basically the exact same thing to go just load up everything in a separate window. And with that, you see how to go create a file handler. There's a lab that's associated with it. Oh, I'm not going to say that. This is a really useful technique when you have custom file types or file types that you want to have a custom handler for. Now that we've seen how to create a file handler, let's see what's involved in managing and acquiring file handlers. First thing we have is the add-in consent. We're going to have to complete the common consent rights add-in metadata to your tenant. There's no additional installation steps that'll be needed, but what you're going to have to do is you have to grant the application access to run inside of your tenant. Office is then going to read this data from Azure AD when it's loading documents and attachments inside of a document library. If you remove the add-in from your tenancy, it's going to remove the file handler from your Office 365 tenancy as well. Now you can acquire file handlers from the Office 365 store. What you would do is you would then go find the file handler from directly within the app launcher. So you can click on the app launcher in the top left corner, which is the little waffle button that you see there in blue. Then you can click on store and go search the store for any custom file handlers that have been provided by different vendors. Some are going to be free, some of them may cost something. You can then assign file handlers to users within your Active Directory, your Azure AD. Some of the management features in the Azure Management Portal can allow administrators to grant selective access to different apps. So maybe you don't want to grant your application access to, or your tenant access and everybody in it to a file handler. Maybe it should only be available to some users. You have that ability to kind of control that, just like every other SharePoint add-in. So in summary, we took a look at what file handlers were, how to create custom file handlers, and how to acquire file handlers. Microsoft offers multiple ways to get in touch with them and also to stay up to date on what's going on. One of the things is the Developer Program Watch. What the Developer Program is all about is allowing you to sign up and get email newsletters, free developer subscription to Office 365, which will give you a 1 year free to a Office 365 tenant, free training, free tools, and free webinars that they'll publish on a periodic basis. Using this Developer Program, you'll be able to stay in touch and up to date with all the latest and greatest offers and news and updates coming out of Office 365 and Office development. You can sign up for it at dev.office.com/devprogram. The Office team also provides multiple ways for you to sign up and to stay in touch with what's going on. From the Office 365 network and Yammer, to staying in touch on Twitter using the Office Dev handle, you can also ask questions on Stack Overflow using the tag ms-office. We have multiple podcasts as well. If you go to dev.office.com to sign up for different podcasts, such as the Office 365 Developer Podcasts. In Channel 9, there's a developer show as well, the Office 365 Developer Show that comes out on a weekly basis. You can also find out about a bunch of different tiny little quick snack demos of quick demos. You can find those at YouTube if you go to aka.ms/0365devsnackdemos. And then finally, do you have feedback for the team? Do you have ideas for new features? Do you have changes that you'd like to see implemented? Submit them on User Voice by going to officespdev.uservoice.com, where you can submit your ideas, and then you can also vote on other people's ideas and provide comments to the team. The engineering team looks at these issues on a periodic basis and a regular periodic basis and triages them to look to improve them and add things to the product going forward. Thank you very much for taking a few minutes of your time to watch this screencast.